I was talking to a person in Haiti, and we were talking about the disproportionate wealth of America and the poverty of Haiti. And he was saying that Haitians do not blame us for being wealthy in America, but they wonder why we are so unhappy. It's just an amazing thing that someone can see that, because apparently we cannot see that. And I had an answer for him. I don't know if it satisfied him or not, but the answer I gave him was, this is the human condition. We are dissatisfied with everything. We're never happy with what we have. We're not thankful. I remember the words of one person in America who was a billionaire, and they asked him, how much is enough money? And his answer was, just a little bit more than I have. It was the same way with our first parents. They had everything that a person could ever ask for. A beautiful place to live, plenty to eat, safety, security, happiness, and above all, communion with God. But it wasn't enough. They were covetous of the one thing that God said they could not have. And Satan took great advantage of that. Listen to chapter 3, verse 1 of Genesis. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yes, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day that you eat of it, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and also gave to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. You see, dissatisfaction with perfection. It might amaze you and it might amaze me, but don't we do the same thing? Paul had great words for Timothy, a young man that he was mentoring into the ministry. He said this, it's in 1 Timothy 6:6, godliness with contentment is great gain. When I first read these words of Paul some years ago, I found the secret of being happy. Have a relationship with God and be content with what we have and what He's provided. Don't be covetous of what you don't have, and God will bless you with a great gain. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for everything that you have provided for me. Most of all, I thank you for your grace, which lifted me out of a very sinful condition, which helped me, O Lord, to regain my life and to regain a relationship with you. Thank you for what you did for me, Lord Jesus, on the cross. Help me to live that way today. Help me not to look around with covetous eyes at things I don't have, or relationships I don't have, or things that I seem to want. Help me, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.